solid gold hits. Yay! Straight from the gold mine. Bobby Emmons with solid gold rock and roll.
Hello, this is Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits, and you're listening to The British Invasion with Bobby Emmons.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am. Second verse, same as the first. The eighth I am, Henry the Eighth I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth I am. Have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth I am. H-E-N-R-Y.
Henry.
Henry.
Oh yeah, Peter Noon along with the Herman's Hermits right here on the Webbage Oldies Reunion. It's our British Invasion weekend, and Peter is our very special guest. Peter, why don't you tell us about your first big hit, I'm Into Something Good.
Well, I'm Into Something Good was Herman's Hermits' first record. We went down, we drove overnight from a show in Bolton to London, which is about 200 miles, in the van that had about a top speed of 35. We arrived at 6 a.m. in the morning in London. We slept in the van outside the studios until 9. We went in the studio at 9, and by midday we'd finished our first record, which was I'm Into Something Good, and Mickey Most hated it. He thought it didn't work out, so we said, thank you, goodbye, we'll see you later. And he went home, and his wife said, well, what did you do today? And he says, I made this record, but it didn't turn out very good. And he played it to her, and she said, it's a number one. And he said, nah, I don't think so. She says, I bet you it's a number one. And Chris Most chose Herman's Hermits' first single. He put it out because his wife liked it. He hated it.
Woke up this morning.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
I'm Into Something Good, the Herman's Hermits, with my very special guest, Peter Noon, on lead vocals. Peter, your producer, Mickey Most, didn't like that tune, huh?
And the same with Mrs. Brown, You Got a Lovely Daughter. He never liked the song. We just put it on the record. He says, don't worry, I'll hide it on the side two, track three, and no one will ever notice it. And that became our biggest record, I think. And Henry VIII. All the ones that Mickey didn't like, it was great. We had a lot of hit records with things that we just did for fun, which is nice.
Well, I guess you could say that Mickey was a great producer, but maybe he didn't always know a hit song when he stumbled over one. Anyway, let's give this great tune a listen. Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, right here on WIBG.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
To be the kind of guy the girls would all avoid, but now it's great when I make a date. Why, the girl is overjoyed, 'cause I take a lively companion wherever I go. I take a portable radio. Whoa, take a portable radio.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else in sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper. Forever and ever. There's a kind
Kind of a Hush, the Herman's Hermits right here on WIBG with yours truly, Bobby Emmons, and our very special guest, Peter Noon. Peter, we want to ask you about one more tune before you go. I know it wasn't a hit, but why don't you tell us about Dream On?
Yeah, Dream On. I don't know much about that. I think it was written by a friend of ours, Gary Gordon, and we did it as a favor because he was a nice guy. We said, well, you know, he was broke, and we said, well, let's just record one of your songs. And we'll just put it on the B-side. And I think it was on the B-side of Mrs. Brown and Got a Lovely Daughter. It was on the B-side of our biggest ever record. That was good for him.
Well, it was definitely good for me, too, because it truly is one of my favorite Herman's Hermits tunes. And, Peter, I know you got to run, but before you do, why don't we give you a chance to play DJ and actually lead us into this tune, Dream On, right here on WIBG.
Hello, this is Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits, and yes, I am listening to Bobby Emmons on WIBG. My favorite, Bob. It's amazing you're still working. I thought you'd be in, like, you know, Montgomery, Alabama by now.
Very funny, Peter. Thanks again for stopping by.
Your pretty face came into view, and then what could I do? My dream began again, so here I go into a world where I can dream on, just thinking of you. I gotta dream on, that's all I can do. Now that you know how I feel for you, it just goes to show I'll be true to you, so here I go into a world where I can dream on, just thinking of you. I gotta dream on.
Dream On, the Herman's Hermits right here on the Wibbage Oldies Reunion. And we'll be back with some more great British Invasion tunes right after this, so stay tuned.